Another group of drugs that is being looked at is the antibody drug conjugates. So both T-DM1 and now I prefer to call it DS-8201. It is a antibody drug conjugate that got approval in breast cancer patients.
Right. Well, we did a symposium in San Antonio on HER2-positive disease. And of course, we talked about that agent. I was going to ask you about it because the fascinating thing, of course, is in breast cancer, you see responses in HER2-low, IHC 1 and 2 plus. So do we know anything about it in lung cancer?
Yep. So there was sort of a phase 1 study conducted in non-small cell lung cancer patients. And they looked at both IHC positive and mutation positive. Now, the numbers are, again, very small. We only have 11 patients, and almost all of the patients had HER2 mutation positive disease. But they saw a 72% response rate with a median progression-free survival of 14 months. And they are currently doing a study where they're looking at both HER2 mutation positive and HER2 IHC positive, two different cohorts. If you're HER2 mutation positive, irrespective of what your HER2 IHC is, you get enrolled in the HER2 mutation positive cohort. And what I can say is that the HER2 mutation cohort, after the first interim analysis, has opened up again. I don't know the data, so I suspect that the interim analysis suggested that there was sufficient activity to continue enrollment. Right now, the HER2 IHC is on hold after going through the interim analysis, so we'll see.